Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank the resident pastor for his love, for his dedication to God's work. The Bible said, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. How beautiful are their feet. He's a testament of God's beauty. He's a testament of God's beauty. So I just wanted to celebrate him once more because he's the father, he's the shepherd over this house. God bless you, sir, for even giving me the permission to share this stage with you, this altar. Thank you, sir. And thank you for the committee for finding me deemed fit to stand here to represent. I'm representing people. So just in case I just forgive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's just dive into God's words this morning. So precious Father, we thank you. I bless your name. Lord, all I want to do is to reveal your glory. That's all I want to do, is to reveal your glory. Lord, I decrease in my own self from the inside out. And I want you to increase so that a soul today, a soul will feel your love in the name of Jesus. Amen. In this world we are, as fathers, we know we face diverse challenges in so many ways that sometimes we ask ourselves, can I really overcome these challenges I'm facing? Can I really overcome this critical condition, these things I'm facing? It's just like someone carrying a load that sometimes it overwhelms you. Sometimes if you sit down and think about the load a man carries, sincerely, it's not easy. But that is why we have God. That is why we have the love of God. He said the love of God has constrained us. That's what the love of God can do. The love of God can change a man. The love of God can change your mentality. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. That is what the love of God can do. Can we turn our Bibles to Psalm 64 from verse 2. Psalm 64. Sorry. No, flip. Let's go to 68 first. 68, sorry. 68. 68 from verse 4. Hallelujah. If you're there, say hallelujah. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rise upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows, in God, in his holy tabernacle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the father of the fatherless. He's the God of all gods. He's the one that can wipe away every tears. He's the one that can change stories. He's the one that can open door when no man can open. He's the only God that can do such thing. No other man can do it. There are many people suffering, facing difficulties in life, facing different challenges. Jesus too faced that challenge. Because Jesus Christ is the perfect revelation of the Father. Jesus Christ is the true perfect revelation of the Father. While Jesus was on earth, he didn't come alone. He didn't just come to the earth to die alone. No. He didn't come to this earth to die alone, but he came to reveal the Father, the Father's love. That's why if you read your Bible diligently, you will notice that every time that Jesus wants to do anything, he will say, I do not do this of my own accord. It is what I see my Father doing. That's what I do. Mind you, sorry, my topic is Abba, Father. That's the topic of my message. Abba, Father. That's what Jesus Christ came to do on earth. He came to die for our sins. He came to shed that blood for the remission of your sin and my sin. But apart from that, he came to reveal God's love, because the Old Testament, the understanding of God was like, God is that God that will just, if you do anything, he will strike you dead. He will just kill you. That if you do anything, that he will just punish you instantly. But no, Jesus came to reveal the love of God to us. He came to tell you that this God, this my Father, is so precious. This my Father is so keen. You need to understand his love. That is why he came. That is why Jesus Christ came. To make you understand that God is love personified. God is love personified. There's no shadow of turning. That's who he is. God is love. That is who God is. God is love. In all ways, God is love. God is love. So I stand here to speak to fathers. Though you may face challenges that you cannot even face, though you may face difficulties that seems like your ship is sinking down, though you may face difficulties that you may not understand, I want to introduce you to that Father's love this morning. I want to introduce you to the person that can help you, that can lift you up when you are down. He said, when I look up to the hills, where comes my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I don't know where your help comes from, but my help comes from the Lord. No other place. My help cometh from the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15. Media, please kindly walk with me. Romans 8:15. For ye has not received the spirit of fear, the spirit of bondage again to fear. For ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Bible says we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of his dear son. So why are you afraid? Sometimes I wonder why Christians are afraid. Definitely, you can be afraid. But I know it's a manipulation of the devil. You are afraid. Sometimes we men, we're afraid how we can feed our families. We're afraid how we can pay our bills. We are afraid sometimes when we wake up, when there's load upon our head that we cannot even think about it. But the Lord is telling you this morning that you are not in bondage to fear. Why are you afraid? Because that is the tool that the devil used to capture your mind for you to be afraid. That's what the devil used. He said, we have not received that spirit of fear. But with us, we have received the spirit to cry, Abba, Father. What does Abba, Father mean? Abba, Father means your source. He's your sustainer. He's your provider. He's everything that you ever need. Abba, Father. So why not look up to that God? He's not an ancient monarch alone. He's not that old man. He's not that ancient monarch that just sits there. He's your Father. But how can you relate with this Father? How can you feel this Father's love? It's true koinonia, which is relationship. If you do not have relationship with your earthly Father, how can you know the Father's heart? How can you come to understand what the Father is thinking about you if you don't relate with him? For the Bible said there's a spirit in man which giveth understanding. It's that spirit that awakens you to have that koinonia with your Father. It's that spirit of God that lives inside of you. It's that spirit of God that cries every day when a man goes down. It is that spirit of... So you need to activate that spirit inside your heart. You need to charge that heart. You need to charge your mind every day. Charge it up. That no matter what I'm facing in this life, no matter what I'm facing, yes, the bills may slam you. Truthfully speaking, bills will slam you sometimes. But what will you do? Sometimes it's better for you just to carry your chair and sit down and say, do your worst. That's what you can just tell it. Do your worst. Recently, I faced a challenge that almost sunk my life. I faced a challenge that almost wrecked me. That is why sometimes it's good to have a good wife. Seriously, is this good for you to have a good wife? Because sometimes when I sit down, my wife knows me very well. I'm a deep thinker. I would think and think and think, how am I going to solve this thing? Our faith is more powerful than my own faith. That is why God said, he that findeth a wife finds it a good thing and obtains favor from God. Sincerely speaking. So young men, I urge you. You'll become a father one day. Is it that you're a father, you're a son, or you're a brother? You must be one of it. So I urge you, when you're making your decisions in finding a life partner, find somebody who can complement you by faith. I almost lost my mind, but thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Men face so many things, so many. I'm not here to start expatiating on what men face. You may not understand, but a man doesn't have to stand and cry before your face. He won't cry before you. Because we are built for that masculinity. We are built for that strength. We will not show you our weakness. I won't say it's a baby that will show your weakness, but a man will not show you. We'll hide it, but in our deepest place. That is why you need to connect to God. In your deepest shallow, who do you cry to? Who will you call on to? It is what you fill your mind with. That is what you produce out. If your mind is not filled with something, where will you draw power from? Your child is sick today. Will you just take him to the hospital? Definitely, the hospital is good. But you are a prophet over your house. You are meant to decree over that child. You are meant to prophesy over that child. That child, you are blessed. You are not meant to be sick. That is what you are meant to do as fathers. I grew up not understanding love. I don't know what love means. We have many men out there that are very dysfunctional when it comes to some certain things. Seeing, because it's what you see your father does, that is what he will do. It's no change. It is what you see your parents do. That is what you grow up with. That is why I'm saying today, men, treat your wife with love. Pastor has already said it. It is what they see, that is what they do. My dad is a military man. All I understood is action. That is what I understand. I don't understand another thing. Action. Move. From 18 years, I've left the house. Till date. It's not about anything, but that's what I understood. Fight for yourself. Fight for yourself. Fight for yourself. Fight for yourself. That's what I ever understood all the days of my life. But I thank God for Jesus that on the way, I found him. I found Jesus. And that is why the Bible said the love of God has come. It is the love of God that changed somebody. If the love of God holds you like this, no matter how hard you are, you will get soft. That is what the love of God is capable of doing. I thank God that I found him. And he changed me. My wife can testify. To say I love you sometimes is hard for me. I'm serious. To say I love you sometimes is very difficult for me to say it. But I'm a workman in progress. I will say it today. I'll wait for the next 1 week to say another one. But I thank you for Jesus. You may not understand, though. You won't understand. But I just thank God for Jesus. Sincerely speaking, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. My thoughts today. God is the ultimate source. You find that in John chapter 1 verse 13. I just want to share my thoughts with you this morning. God is the ultimate source. Without him, you are nothing. Without him, you have no life. Without him, you don't exist. He is the ultimate source. And every child knows and hears the voice of the Father. Every child. He said, for I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. So if you are of God, you will hear his voice. That is why the Spirit of God is there, to give you discernment. There are other voices that you can hear. But that is why the Spirit of God is there to what? To give you discernment. So that you can hear his voice. And God's will is the perfect will ever that you can ever have. God's will is the perfect will that you can ever have. And nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing. Nothing. I love that particular. Let's read it. Romans 8, verse 38. I just love that place. 38. Romans 8, 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, depth, nor any other creator shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing can separate us. He said he has engraved us at his palm. So just imagine God engraving your name at his palm. No wonder the psalmist says, what is man that you are so mindful of him? What is this man that you are so careful of him? That you have made him a little lower than Elohim, than the angels, and have crowned him with all things. What is this man? Why are you so mindful of this man? For ye are spirits. It is time every man gets to understand that you are not just a man. I'm not just speaking to men. I'm speaking to everybody. The women. For ye are spirits. It is time for us to get to understand that we are spirits. We are not just men, human beings living on earth just to pass time. For every man will be held accountable. Every man will be held accountable for everything that you are doing here on earth. As a father, you are not just a father in your family alone. You are a father in your office when you have people under you. You are a father even when you are an entrepreneur. You are a father when you have business. Even you are a CEO, you are a father. Even a woman that takes responsibilities, you are an employer of labor. You protect them. You provide for them. You advise them. If you do those duties, you are a father. It doesn't matter whether you are a woman. If you do those things, you are a father too. But mind you will give accountability of everything, everyone that the Lord has put under your place. You will account for all of them. You account for every soul that God has given you. So how do you treat your child? Do you let what you have passed through to affect you? Do you let your circumstances, what your upbringing to affect you? Do you let the bills make you to do some kind of certain things at home? This morning, I pray that the Holy Spirit will go into our heart this morning and help us in the name of Jesus. I just want to mention some assignment of Father this morning. The first here is provision. Every father must be able to provide for his family. In the terms of provision, it's not all about providing food for them. It's not all about providing food. No. The Bible said God so loved the world that he gave. What did God give? He gave his only begotten son. As a father here on earth, you are meant to give your love to your child. Your totality. It is only when you give yourself to your son, to your people, that is when those other ones can be accomplished. Give yourself, give everything. Give your love to your children. That is what they need. Sometimes they will cry out to you and say, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, daddy." Give your love, provide for them. Provide for their needs. In this provision, I wrote that everything needed for the excelling of your family is provision. Everything needed for the excelling of your family, that is what? Provision. From your wife to your children, everything needed for them to succeed, that is provision. The second one is what? Protection. Protection. You protect them from every danger. Every good father protects his own. How do you protect them? You can protect them physically. You can protect them especially spiritually. You are covering over your house. When your child, when your wife are sleeping, you are not meant to even be sleeping. Wake up. It may not be easy, but wake up. Prophesy over those children. Prophesy over your wife. Pray for them. Bless them every day. You speak over their lives every day. That is what a father is meant to do. The third one is what? Maturity and growth. Maturity and growth. You are going to teach your children some certain things. Teach your children your convictions. To me, I believe that is the best legacy you can leave your children. Do not hide your scars from your children. Do not hide what made you a man from your children. Teach them your scars. Let them know. Let them see it. Let them understand your fears. Because how would they journey if they don't understand it? How would they journey? Teach them everything and guide them. Make them know that they are loved in everything that they do. Make them know that they are loved. The Bible says a good name is better than silver or gold. A good name can open door. There are names, but a good name can open door. Do you know you can transfer your name to your father? Your children are already bearing your name. But when you are gone, do you know that your name, being a good man, can open doors for your children? You don't even need to be there. Just mention your name. I'm the child of so-so-so-so. Immediately it is opened. I charge us this morning by the mercies of God. If you do not hear any other thing, but hear this, that every man will give an account of what is being placed under him. Every man will give an account. Everybody will give an account. How you have handled those the Lord has put under you. For Jesus said, after he finished on earth, he said, "I have finished everything. And those who give me, they are in good care, except the son of perdition, which is Judas." Jesus accounted for everything that God has given to him. So you will account for it. You will account for what God has given to you. What are you going to tell him on the last day? What are you going to tell him? That I was too busy pursuing after money. I was too busy pursuing after things. What are you going to tell him? Oh, ye men, you are inexcusable before God. You have no excuse. All of us sitting there, we don't have any excuse. We'll give account. Whether you are married, whether you're single, you will give account. And I pray when the Lord comes that every man will be worthy. How will it be? How will it be when you make heaven and you see your children in hell? How will it be? Because sometimes when I sit and think about that thing, it breaks my heart that I'll be in heaven and I looked, God forbid. How will it be that you are seated in heavenly places and you see your children in hellfire? I said, just say to yourself, God forbid. I'm serious. Just say, God forbid. That is why every man needs to be accountable. That is why everybody needs to be accountable. It is a wake-up call this morning. If there is nothing you have heard, hear this. Every man is accountable before God. Every man is accountable. So this morning, why not consecrate yourself back to his love? Is there any way that you have been damaged? Is there any way that you feel that the love of God has not really come into your heart? That is why he's a father. That is why he is your father. You may not have father here on earth, but God is your father. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never. He said, I love you with an everlasting love. I will die for you. He said, come, let's reason together. Come, let's reason together. That is what God is saying this morning. Will you open your heart this morning and accept the Father's love? Will you open your mind and accept the Father's love this morning? Just consecrate your heart this morning and say, Lord Jesus, embrace me with your love. Let us bow our heads. And say, Lord Jesus, embrace me with your love. Embrace me with your love this morning. I want to feel your love. I want to feel your father's, your fatherly love, your affection. I want to feel it. I want to feel your love. Lord, we want to feel your love this morning. Say, we want to feel your love. We understand there are many difficulties in life. But Lord Jesus, we want to feel your love. When the enemy comes like a flood, he raises a standard in our favor. When the evil ones come like a flood, Lord, the Father is there to protect you. The Father is always there. He's always there. Why not just come to the Father this morning and say, Lord, Father, I am here. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't break down. Life you won't tear down. Coming after me. Hey. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't see down. Life you won't see down. Coming after me. There's no shadow, no shadow, no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't keep down. There's no wall you won't keep down. Life you won't see down. Coming after me. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will bless every heart this morning. That the Lord God Almighty will embrace us with his love. That embrace
that embrace, that everyone who seems that he has been deserted, receive the Father's love this morning. Receive the Father's love this morning. He loves you. He loves you. And I pray that the Lord will keep us, even in this world, that God will keep us, we keep our families, and make our way prosperous.